你觉得你在哪个地方掉了你这个东西。
And often we would trace back and try to find out where we lost it.
很少说掉在哪里。掉在哪个地方。
Often we don't know exactly where it fell off.
如果知道的话就可以去捡回来。
If we knew, then we could easily recover it.
但是有一个情形啊，你知道掉在哪里，但是你拿不回来。
But there is a situation where you know exactly where it fell off, but you cannot retrieve it anymore.
尤其是在古代。
Particularly in the olden times.
我们请看列王记下第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 6.
列王记下第六章第一节。
2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1.
先知门徒对以利沙说，看啊，我们同你所住的地方过于窄小。
Chapter 6, verse 1. And the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us.
求你容我们往约旦河去，个人从那里取一根木料，建造房屋居住。他说，你们去吧。
Verse 2, Please let us go to the Jordan and let every man take a beam from there and let us make there a place where we may dwell. So he answered, Go.
有一人说，求你与仆人同去。回答说，我可以去。
Then one said, Please consent to go with your servant. And he answered, I will go.
于是以利沙与他们同去，到了约旦河就砍伐树木。
So Elisha went with them and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees.
有一人砍树的时候，斧头掉在水里，他就呼叫说：“哀哉，我主啊，这斧子是借的。”
Verse 5, But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water, and he cried out and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed.
第六，神人说掉在哪里的，他将那地方指给以利沙看，以利沙砍了一根木头抛在水里，斧头就飘上来了。
So the man of God said, Where did it fall? And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick and threw it in there, and he made iron float.
以利沙说，拿起来吧。那人就伸手拿起来了。
Verse 7, Therefore he said, Pick it up for yourself. So he reached out his hand and took it.
这斧头掉在水里头，知道掉在哪里，但是在当时很有可能他没有办法。
Here in this story, this axe head fell into the water, and at that time, they probably didn't have any other technology or ways to retrieve this axe head.
那除非有神迹。
Unless a miracle were to take place.
那真的，这也是一个神迹。
And indeed, a miracle happened here.
那第一节告诉我们，当时以利沙，他有挑选的，一些门徒，如果以我们今天来看，就好像以利沙他办了一个神学院。
Here in verse 1, we can see that Elisha has some disciples following him. In today's term, it would appear that he has opened a school or a seminary.
那看起来这个学校，是有在成长。
It appears that there's growth in this institution establishment.
不论是我们人，或是一个团体，在成长的时候，多少都会遇到一些困难。
And no matter whether it's a person or an organization, they will encounter some growing pains if they are growing.
那因为学生增多，所以呢，他们的，就觉得说他们的这个设备啊，有点不够。
So because of the growth of the student body, they discover that their facility is no longer adequate.
那很多时候当有一些不方便或有一些问题存在的时候，有些人 会发现，有些人好像没有感觉。
Whenever there's some inconvenience, it would be felt more from some than others.
那这个在显示出说人对这个团体他关心的程度。
It shows how much a person cares about this organization.
如果是关心这个团体，他就会马上察觉到说， 我们好像有一些的问题啊，或者说有一些不方便的地方。
If someone really cares about the organization, they will be very sensitive to the problems or the issues that that lies within.
哦，所以有人就很关心这个团体，所以他发现说，哎，我们现在设备不够用。
So here, some of the sons of the prophets, they were sensitive. They care about the school, and they realized that their space is not enough.
哦，那很多时候我们是觉得说啊，我觉得我们要需要做这个就去做了。
So for some people, they will say, "Well, let's go make some change."
那这种是很自动的精神，当然是很好。
Obviously, it is good for them to be proactive.
但是在某些时候呢，还是需要有一点一点秩序，一点程序。
But in an organization, being orderly is also very important.
那看起来。以利沙先知他应该就是这个学校的创办人跟所谓的校长。
So here we can see that Elisha was probably the founder and the head of the school.
所以这些人他们就是尊重这个以利沙，所以他们跟以利沙谈起这个事情，而且他们跟以利沙说我们愿意去取一些木料来多建一些这个宿舍。
So these people, out of their respect for Elisha, the head of the school, came and consulted with him and suggested that they will go out and get some wood to build more space.
虽然是小小的事情，但是就能够让一个团体更加和谐，更加有秩序。
Even though it seems like a minute matter, but it created order and organization within this body.
我们总是要常常提醒。在一个团体里头，我们要互相的尊重。
So we have to remember that in an organization, no matter how big or small it may be, we have to respect one another.
那他们当中，那以利沙，这当然是一件好事，所以以利沙他就答应了。
So because this is a good idea, of course, Elisha consented and agreed.
通常我们想要做什么事情，如果真的是好事的话，这个一定会得到大家的这种赞同。
So whenever we have an idea, if it is the right thing to do, often we will receive the consensus from most people.
那甚至也会得到这个负责的人他的同意。
And the people in charge would agree with you.
那他们当中就有一个人就又想到说，哎，这个校长好像现在比较有时间，他就邀请说校长也跟我们一起去。
So one of the people actually came up with an idea that maybe the head of the school, Elisha, could come along. So he invited him.
虽然只是去砍木头这个小事情但是他们觉得说，哎，有先知跟我们一起去，是更好。
Even though this is a trivial matter of cutting down woods, they thought that it would be a good idea if the prophet himself could come along.
圣经常常教导我们不要忽略了。这个年长者，这个灵性长进的人。
The Bible often teaches us that we should not neglect the elderly or those who are spiritually more advanced.
那邀请他们同往，邀请他们一同参与。
We should remember to invite them to come along, to invite them to the various activities.
经验不是绝对的保证。但是经验常常很宝贵。
Their experience may not guarantee success, but their experience can be very precious and useful.
那这个以利沙先知他也就很乐意的就跟他们一起前往。
So Prophet Elisha was very glad to come along with them.
那因为有以利沙的前往所以有这么一件让人觉得欢喜的事情又看到。这神的作为。
And because Elisha, the prophet, was present, we could see that they experienced this very pleasant miracle.
因为在这当中有一个学生，他发生了一个意外。
We could see in verse 5 that there was an accident. One of the students encountered an issue.
这个应该是他们出发之前没有想到的。
This is probably something that they did not anticipate and expect before they left for the woods.
那我们人生里头其实也充满着许多这所谓的我们没有想到的意外的事情。
And indeed, in our life, there are also often accidents or unexpected incidents.
那这个人因为他那把斧头是借来的，所以他应该是特别 小心的在使用那一把斧头。
I'm sure this person was especially careful about taking care of the axe because it was borrowed.
我想我们的心态常常也是这样子。
I think we often feel the same way.
有时候我们对某些事情我们是特别的谨慎，特别的小心。
Sometimes we are extra vigilant and careful about certain matters in life.
那人生有时候就是也会这样子，你特别小心，特别希望不要发生事情，但是它偏偏发生了。
And unfortunately, this is what happens in life. Sometimes, even though you pay special attention to something, accidents still happen anyway.
他不希望说损坏了这一把斧头，甚至掉了这一把斧头。
This man never intended to lose this axe.
但是偏偏这把斧头看起来是可能拿不回来了。
He didn't intend to damage or lose it, but still, the fact of the matter is he lost it.
好在他们有邀请这位长辈这个属灵的。属灵的长辈跟他们一起前往。
Fortunately, they had invited the spiritual leader to come along with them.
那所以以利沙先知就问了这样的一个很简单的一句话说掉在哪里。
So Prophet Elisha asked them a very simple question, and that is, where did it fall?
虽然很简单但是我想这句话我们可以很仔细的很深入的。去把它做一些思考跟联想。
Although this appears to be a very simple question, but I think we could find some important teaching if we think about it in depth.
掉在哪里啊？这是一个对全人类的一个问题。
Where did it fall? This, in fact, is a question that is posed to all humankind.
当时这个人他遇到了问题。
At this time, this person has a problem at hand.
所以以利沙先知问他说：“这斧头。”你看到它掉在哪里
？So Prophet Elisha asked him, "Where did you see it fall?"
这个人他遇到了问题。
This person faces a problem.
那我们都很实在的生活在这个社会生活在这个世界上。
We today live in this world, and we have to deal with a society.
那我们实在也很清楚的看到。这个社会这个世界它是充满着许多的问题。
And we clearly see that this world, this society is filled with problems.
随便的报纸、杂志或者你在网路上，你一定或者你自己的生活里头你一定看到了、感受到了这个世界、这个社会是有问题的。
You could sense that this world is filled with problems, whether you look at the internet, look at the newspaper, magazines, or even look into your own life.
新闻报道的消息不都是好消息。
We don't always hear good news in the news reports.
甚至它是负面的消息，不好的消息远远的多过于所谓的好消息。
In fact, we notice that bad news far outweighs the number of good news we see.
所以让我们知道，其实这世界上好多地方都充满着很多的负面，很多的动荡。
This shows us a sign that this world is filled with problem and with chaos.
那我们能够生活在目前的这个环境里头，我们真的是。真的是要很感谢神。
It is indeed something we should thank God for, the fact that we could live somewhat peacefully.
那人好多的人也都很努力的要来解决，要来克服这所有的问题。
And many people spend an enormous amount of time each day to try to solve the problems they face.
但是我们也发现，人的努力好像解决了一个问题，但是呢，又另外一个问题又出来了。
But we notice that as soon as we solve one problem, another problem would arise.
一个地方战争止息了，但是另外一个地方它又开始了。
When the war ends in one place, another war will begin.
一个地方有灾难，才好像处理好了，没多久另外一个地方可能又有一个更大的灾难。
When we find some relief in a disastrous area, another disaster will happen in a different place.
所以有时候我们会问说，啊，到底人出了什么问题？
So sometimes we'll ask, what is wrong?
那答案在哪里？
What's the answer?
啊，就像以利沙所问的，那斧头掉在哪里？
We need to think about this question. Where did it fall?
啊，到底人哪里出了差错？
What is the problem of humans?
那圣经是所有问题的答案。
We know that we can find the answer to all problems in the Bible.
包括这个最大这么大的问题，全人类的问题，圣经里头有答案。
Including this biggest problem, biggest question of all, that relates to the entire humankind. We can find the answer in the Bible.
这人类的问题的开始啊，就是从人类的失落开始的。
In fact, where human fail was in the beginning when they sin.
那是记载在我们所熟悉的创世纪的第二章、第三章。
We're all very familiar with the story recorded in Genesis chapter 2 and 3.
人类第一代的始祖，他们违背了神给他们的吩咐。
Our forefather, the first generation humans, they sin against God.
不但影响到他们，也影响到以后在他们里面的人。
And their sin not only negatively affected themselves, but it affected all of their descendants.
那一个很可怕的后果就是他们的后代啊，在神的面前都成为了罪人。
One of the most dreadful consequences of their action is that all humans are considered sinful before God.
我们请看罗马书第五章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12。
罗马书五章十二节。
Romans 5:12。
这就如罪是从一个人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
在这里很清楚地告诉我们。亚当的后代都是罪人。
According to this verse, we can see that all of Adam's descendants are sinful.
那带来另外一个可怕的事情。
There's yet another dreadful consequence.
好，我们请看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书五章十九节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 19.
十九节，我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。
Verse 19, 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
这里说下半句话说，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
The second part of this verse is that the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
这是人类的失落所带来的一个可怕的后果。
This is one of the most dreadful consequences of the sin of man.
罪人都握在那恶者的手下。
That every sinner lies under the hand or the power of the wicked one.
那我们就是生活在这样的一个大环境里头。
And this is the environment that we live in.
所以难怪我们所看到的总是负面坏的消息多过于正面。好的消息。
There's no wonder why there are more bad news around us than there are good news.
为什么这么多的贪心、嫉妒、这个暴力、罪这个邪恶的一些罪行？因为这是失落，人类的失落所带来的结果。
Why is it that we find greed, jealousy, hatred, violence everywhere we turn? This is all because men have sinned.
全世界。都握在那恶者的手下。
So according to this verse, the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
所以掉在哪里？掉在这里。
So where did it fall? This is where it fell.
那人没有办法，人虽然很努力，但是没有办法真正的去解决问题。
But no matter how hard a man try, we still cannot resolve this problem.
那 只有神的怜悯是唯一补救的方法。
The only saving grace is through God's mercy.
借着主耶稣基督，让我们像十九节所说的，我们知道我们是属神的。
Only through Jesus Christ can we be of God, as according to verse 19 we just read.
我们请看《使徒行传》第四章。
Let's also refer to Acts chapter 4.
《使徒行传》第四章十二节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
十二节，除他以外别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Chapter 4, verse 12, book of Acts. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
当那个人斧头掉在水里
，When this man lost his axe head in the water，
或许他们有的人会潜水
，Perhaps some of them are good swimmers。
但是人能够在水里头潜入水里头多长的时间，这是很有限的。
They might even be good divers, but the amount of time they could dive is still very limited.
他们也没有今天的这些所谓潜水的设备。
Obviously, back then they don't have the scuba diving gears that we have today.
所以伊丽莎用的方法虽然是一个不合逻辑的方法。
So the method with which that Elisha retrieved this access seems very illogical.
但是却能够捡回来。那个斧头。
But he was able to recover the axe head anyway.
那神给我们的方法，或许用我们的理性啊，会觉得说不合逻辑。
Today, God's way may also seem rather illogical to us.
主耶稣是唯一的方法。
But our Lord Jesus Christ is the only solution we have.
这十字架是在历史上很多时候是被人嘲笑的。
The cross is despised through many generations.
好像今天我们看到斧头掉在水里，一个人说：“我把这根木材丢下去，斧头会飘上来。”我想很多人会嘲笑这个人的这种说法跟做法。
Similarly, many people will mock at the idea if you tell them that I will throw a piece of stick in the water to retrieve an axe head.
但是不管人是怎么的来看，怎么来想。
But no matter how people think and how people feel,
伊丽莎那个方法，他是真的让斧头飘上来了。
Elisha's way was the way to recover this axe head.
神给我们的方法，他是让我们真的能够真的能够解决问题。
Regardless of illogical it is, God's way is still the right way to help us resolve our problem.
主耶稣的十字架提供了我们解决之道。提供了我们救赎的道路。
The cross of our Lord Jesus is the way of salvation. It is the way to solve our problem.
因为失落所带来的结果，不只是在眼前，在活在这个世界上的我们所看到的结果。
Because the impact of losing this, is not only physically felt in this world.
它之所以可怕，是它的那个影响，不是只有现在，还包括着。那永远的将来。
But what is dreadful about the consequence of losing it is that we will lose our salvation or eternal life.
这就是为什么我们所有的人绝对不可以去轻看的神给我们的方法，这个十字架所带给我们的方法。
This is the reason why we must never despise the way God has provided.
我们请看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章十八节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 18.
知道你们得救赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流希望的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 18. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers.
当我们人说我们来解决一个问题。
When we say we're out to solve a problem,
那这个解决问题的方法过程里头呢，包括了很多的层面。
There are many dimensions to the method and the process by which we will solve the problem.
那当然也少不了所谓的经费。
Of course, we need resources.
那所以我们要解决问题，一定要编列预算。
So when we want to plan to solve a problem, we need to have a budget.
那人类的这一个最大的问题啊，它不是经费，所谓的经费能够去解决的。
But the biggest problem humankind cannot be simply resolved by a big budget.
所以这里说不是凭着我们所谓的经费金银。
So this verse says that it's not, we're not redeemed by gold or silver.
十九节。
Let's continue to read verse 19.
乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕无疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
But we're redeemed by the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spots.
不是金银，那是什么？
If not for silver or gold, then with what?
当然比金银还要更宝贵的耶稣基督的宝血。
What is even more precious than silver or gold is the blood of Jesus Christ.
借着主耶稣的宝血，让我们这些本来失落的人能够再重新的被找回来。
Through his precious blood, those of us who have been lost can be found again.
圣经也用重生这样的字眼。
The Bible describes this as a process of rebirth.
那当我们被救赎了，我们还要在神的恩惠里头来成为新人。
When we have been reborn, when we have been saved, then we need to become a new person in Christ.
那我们在神里头就不再这个所谓恶者的手下。
Once we belong to God, then we are no longer under the control of the wicked one.
以利沙先知问掉在哪里？
Elisha asked this question, where did it fall?
我们住在这个美国。
We live in America today.
我们有的人来不久，我们有的人已经住了30年、40年。
Some of us have just moved to this country. Others have lived here 30, 40 years.
不管我们来自于哪里。
Regardless of where we came from.
其实这个地方已经成为我们很多人的国家。
This land has become our country, has become our home.
掉在哪里，这也是对这个国家的一个问题。
I believe this question, where did it fall, is a good question for our country today.
我们当初为什么会来到这里？
Why did we come to America?
有很多不同的原因。
I'm sure people come here for very different reasons.
那至少我们都觉得这里应该很好，这里应该有很多机会。
But at the very least, I think we feel that this place is better than where we came from. This place is filled with opportunities.
这里能够实现我们的理想，我们的梦想。
This is where we can realize our dreams.
那就像我刚才有提起的，我们在这里真的在很多的层面上面我们真的是很感谢的。
And if we examine our life in America, we really should be thankful.
在这里我们真的享受了很多的层面是很多地方所比不上的。
In this land, we truly enjoy many benefits and many qualities of life that cannot be found anywhere elsewhere.
我曾经去某一个国家他们那个国家这个产牛跟羊。
I once visited a country, and the primary product of that country is cattle, sheep and cows.
所以他们的这个皮革跟着所谓的毛线毛衣应该都是很好很便宜的。
So their leather goods and their wool products are all of very high quality.
那我也去逛过他们的商店，他们的百货公司。
And so I walked through their shopping mall and their department stores.
我发现说，奇怪，那价钱怎么那么贵？
And I realized the price tags are very high.
那个教会的习惯是 第一次去的传道或者去帮忙的工人，他们通常会送你一件皮衣跟毛线衣。
So they have a tradition there that when a pastor visit them for the first time, they will give this pastor as a gift a leather jacket and a wool sweater.
那他们要问我的尺寸。
So they ask me about my size.
我说不用送给我，因为我发现你们的价钱我不能够接受，太贵了。
So I refuse the gift. I said, don't give me anything because the price is so high.
因为我过去是做生意的，要明明是十块买得到的，要我用十五块买，我是绝对不会买的。
I used to be a businessman, so I would never pay $15 for something I could buy for $10.
他们说怎么有可能？我们这里是产皮革，产这个毛线衣的。
So they were surprised. They said, how is that possible? We are known for producing leather and wool.
那我是很坚持的拒绝。
But I was very insistent on declining their offer.
那所以因为我很坚持拒绝，所以这让人印象很深刻。
So I was so insistent that it made a deep impression in them.
所以过了大概十来年，他们当中一个执事有个机会也来了美国参加一些活动。
So some ten years later, one of their workers came to America to visit.
他还记得那件事情，他说真的，你们这里好多东西都好便宜。
After he shopped around here in America, he came to me and said, "You're right.Things here in America are so cheap."
他说你们的国家比较漂亮，所以大家都要把商品卖给你们，所以这个大家都要卖给你们，所以那个价钱都压得很低。
He said that your country is so prosperous that there's a lot of good competition. That's why the prices are kept very low here.
真的，我们享受很多的事情。
Yes, indeed, we do enjoy many goods in America.
但是我们既然生活在这里我们实在也知道，其实这里越来越多很严重的问题。
But as a citizen of this country, we also realize that there are some serious problems in this country.
无论是道德，无论是经济，无论是政治，无论是社会风气，都有问题。
There are problems in ethics, in politics, in the economy, and in our social cultures.
有人说什么叫做美国人？
There's an interesting question these days, and that is, who is an American?
就是那个最会借钱的人。
And they say, well, it's one who owes the most amount of money.
这个美国人是先享受，以后再付钱。
That is a culture in America, that is, they spend first, and then they pay their debt later.
这是已经是几乎是大家都养成的习惯。
This it has already become a common habit for most people in America.
所以几乎每一个人都有贷款，每一个人都有负债。
Just about everyone in this country is in debt, of one form or another.
不一定正确，做参考。有人说美国就是大巴比伦。
This may not be accurate, but for your reference, some people even describe America as the Great Babylon, recorded in the Book of Revelation.
我们请看启示录十八章。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 18.
十八章一节到三节都要讲到所谓的大巴比伦。
Chapter 18, verses 1 to 3 talks about a place called the Great Babylon.
第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
因为列国都被他邪淫大怒的酒倾倒了，地上的君王以他行淫，地上的客商因他奢华太过就花了财。
Verse 3, for all the nations have drunk the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. The merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury.
很多国家的商人如果他们能够跟美国这边的某一个连锁店有那个生意的来往哇，很多时候他可以日以继夜的一直生产他的产品。
Many merchants, if they have a deal with a chain store in America, then their factory will be so busy that they have to be constantly manufacturing day and night.
啊，因为这里的消费能力非常的啊，非常的强。
Because there's such a huge consuming power in this country.
啊，那但是我们如果继续念下去的话，我们知道啊，这个大巴比伦啊，它最后的结果是什么？
But if we continue to read, we'll see the final result, the final ending of this great Babylon.
哦，所以其实有很多人对这个国家的将来啊是很悲观的。
So there are some people who hold a very pessimistic view about this country now.
哦，所以掉在哪里？这其实也是这个国家的一个要去思考的一个问题。
Where did it fall? It's a very good question for our country today.
啊，我们知道这个国家一开始啊，一个很重要的开始是因为清教徒，因为他们的宗教信仰，他们来到这里。来这里建立国家。
We know that one of the most important reason why this country was founded is because the Puritans wanted the freedom of their religion.
啊，所以一个很重要的事情就是要归向神。
So an important lesson learned here is that we need to return to God. 啊，
那所以啊，在基督教界里头。有很多的人、啊、一直在呼吁着我们要回归于神，我们要回归于圣经。
So in the Christian circle, many people are advocating that the country should return back to God, return back to the Bible.、
啊、那我们生活在这里、啊、这也是我们应该去留意的一件事情。
So as residents of this country, we need to be mindful of what's happening around us.、
啊、无论如何，我们是这个国家的一小部分。
No matter what, we are part of this country.
哦，对整个大环境，或许我们不能够起什么作用。
Perhaps we cannot impact the greater economy.
那既然归向神是解决问题的答案。
But if returning to God is a solution to the problem,
哦，那就从我们的家庭开始，我们努力的来归向神。
Then let's begin with ourselves, with our own family. Let's return to God first.
啊，伊丽莎问说掉在哪里？
Elisha asked, where did it fall?
啊，那这是一个对你对我的一个我们要去思考的问题。
This is also a question for you and for me.
啊，我们常常会回想一些美好的时刻。
It's for us personally. Sometimes we will recall some good memories.
啊，在我们信仰的道路上面，是的，我们拥有一些美好的时刻。
Yes, indeed, we have gone through some good times in our journey of faith.
好，但是我们要问问我们自己，我们现在还拥有这些美好的时刻吗？
But we need to ask ourselves, do we still possess these goodness in our life?
好，我们所谓美好的时刻，可能是我们刚接触教会，我们刚成为基督徒的时候。
These good memories may be the time when we first came to church, when we first found our faith.
我们在领受救恩当中，我们是充满着感谢，充满着喜乐。
Our hearts were filled with joy and thanksgiving when we began to receive grace from God.
我们充满着对神的感恩，我们很乐意的啊来服侍教会，服侍弟兄姐妹。
We're so happy and delighted to come to church and to serve our fellow brothers and sisters.
我们很愿意、很努力的照着神的吩咐。把它实践在我们的生活里头。
We're happy and willing to practice the word of God in our everyday life.
哦，所以我们对弟兄姐妹的爱啊，那是圣经里头所谓的起初的爱。
Our love and our affection for our brothers and sisters is as described in the Bible, the original love.
哦，没有一次的聚会或者查经，我们不受到感动的。
It seems that back then, every time we come to the church, every Bible study will touch our heart greatly.
哦。遇到人一有机会，我们就想要跟人家分享主耶稣的福音的美好。
Whenever we come in contact with someone, we can't help but to want to share with them how wonderful it is, the grace and the gospel is.
每一天起来都觉得说，我们的人生是充满着意义的。
We wake up every morning feeling very purposeful about our life.
但是我们看看我们现在情形是什么。
But let's look at our life today.
啊、我们也要问一下我们自己掉在哪里。
Let's ask ourselves this very question. Where did it fall?、啊、
我们在看弟兄姐妹，已经不是在欣赏他的优点。好，我们变有时候变得常常只是在挑别人的毛病。
When we look at our brothers and sisters now, are we still admiring, appreciating their strength, or are we picking out their shortcomings?
如果我们很诚实的来问问我们自己，或许我们的信仰，我们的灵性是正在退步。
If we ask ourselves this honest question, perhaps we'll realize that our faith and our spirituality is declining as well.
好，我们请看加拉太书第五章。
Let's refer to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章十五节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 15.
第七节。
Let's read verse 7 instead. Chapter 5 verse 7.
十五节，你们向来都跑得好，有谁拦阻你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？
Verse 7. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth?
其实我们稍不留意的话，我们真的是 会退步的。
Indeed, if we're not making progress, then we're falling behind.
就像保罗这里对加拉太的弟兄姐妹说，你们过去都跑得很好啊，那为什么现在不再是那个样子？
This is why Paul questioned the Galatians and said, you used to run very well. Who's hindering you now? Why are you not making progress anymore?
那以利沙先知他知道答案。
Elisha knew the answer.
他将一根木头丢在水里头，就解决了问题。
He threw a stick into the water, and that solved the problem.
这一根木头从人来看是不合逻辑的。
This stick seems very illogical to humans.
那这一根木头是什么意思呢？
What does the stick represent?
我已经有稍微提过。就是主耶稣，就是他的十字架。
I already mentioned earlier, it represents Jesus Christ, it symbolizes the cross.
这个十字架的道理总是给我们足够的空间来调整自己，来改变自己。
Whenever we think about the cross, it always gives us another round of encouragement to change ourselves, to make adjustments.
一根木材，它是一个微不足道的东西的一个东西。
This stick seemed to be an ordinary object.
好像主耶稣的十字架一直以来常常被人家所忽略、所轻视的。
Just like the cross that Jesus was hung on, also seemed rather insignificant sometimes.
但是要紧的是，这当中有神的作为。
But what is important is that God is working through this stick.
在任何小事情上面，如果有神的智慧、神的爱在里头，它就会发生很大的功用。
Regardless of how insignificant a matter is, if God's wisdom and His power is there, then we could experience great miracle.
我们每一年都有固定的两次的灵恩会。
As you know, we have our regular spiritual convocation and evangelical service twice a year.
虽然每一年只有两次但是也可以是我们也可以说这是很例行的，我们每一年都会有两次。
Even though it happens twice a year, sometimes it becomes rather ordinary or it becomes a matter of formality.
虽然是例行的事情，但是对我们它可能就是那一根木头。
Even though it is a regular event, an ordinary event, but it could become the stick in our life.
如果我们觉得说我们需要那一根木头来让有点迷失的我们再被找回来。
If you think that this stick could help you find yourself again,
那么我的建议就是下个礼拜的灵恩会可能就是我们眼前生活里头的那一根木头。
Then I would suggest that the convocation coming up next week may very well be that stick to your life.
我想我们或多或少都会有一些的问题的存在。
I believe each and every one of us have some kind of problem in our life.
那是有答案的。
And I guarantee you there is an answer.
好，这以利沙先知他不是只是白问说掉在哪里。
Elisha did not ask this question without an answer.
好，今天主耶稣在问我们掉在哪里。
Today, our Lord Jesus is also asking us, where did it fall?
好，所以还有时间让我们反省一下。
There is still time for us to examine the matter and examine ourselves.
好，让我们来告诉主耶稣掉在哪里。
There is still time for us to tell our Lord Jesus where it fell.
好，主耶稣一定会将那根木头来丢在水里。
And our Lord Jesus will throw his stick into the water.
好，我们一定会很惊讶的发现说我们找到了答案。
And we'll be pleasantly surprised to see that we will find the answer in him.
我们一定充满着感谢的说我的问题得到了解答。
Our heart will be filled with thanksgiving when our problem is resolved by our Lord Jesus.
好，我们一起唱诗271首。
Let us sing hymn number 271.